A social media post made by Elaine Pearson, the Australian Director of Human Rights Watch, was deleted last month by the University of New South Wales after it spoke out against China's diminishing of human rights in Hong Kong. The tweet triggered an onslaught of messages from Chinese students to the university's social media accounts, requesting that they remove the article. Federal MPs condemned UNSW's decision to take down the post, criticising the university for compromising their academic freedom. The removal of the tweet raised questions whether freedom of expression in Australia was at risk of being silenced by intimidation by pro-China CCP supporters. Talia Kreft speaks with Yun Zhang, the editor of the China Story blog at the Australian National University.
My initial reaction was a bit of a surprise, but then there was not really any information about who made the decision, whether it was inadvertent, and why the decision was made. Indeed, you know, we shouldn't censor ourselves any criticism of foreign government, especially if a criticism that is quite justified. And at the start, it did appear to be that it was a form of self-censorship. But then it evolved into a bigger story, as we know later on, that then there was two versions of letters, one in Chinese, which was more apologetic, and one in English, which was more about defending academic freedom and freedom of speech. So that's a bit of a problem in that there's two sets of messages sent by the university to two sets of audiences.
What was the response of the Chinese student community here in Australia when the tweet was removed?
We know that UNSW was under some pressure by certain parts of Chinese student communities to stop promoting the content that was deleted. And there was sort of an campaign, including, you know, emails, things like that, to delete those content. And they were successful partly, but then the backlash started from the other side. In terms of what was the reaction, I personally do not really know what was the reaction. Some people will probably be happy that what they campaigned for was successful, while other people were probably not so pleased. You know, not everyone in the Chinese-Australian communities or the Chinese student communities have the same view. Some perhaps are more sympathetic to democracy in Hong Kong, while others are more sympathetic to the views of the Chinese government. So I guess it will depend on where they stand on the issue, as well as how they perceive how freedom of speech works in Australia.
What impact do you think the Chinese Communist Party's attempt to silence criticism against its policies could have on freedom of speech here in Australia?
If you're talking about direct impact, for some of the issues, we know that Chinese students or other communities, they act out of their own volition, that they're not really being instructed by Chinese government. So if we were to focus only on the action of the Chinese government, what we know that they have done a few things. One is that they have coerced families of people who criticize the Chinese government policies and their families in China. So we know that they have in the past pay them a visit and pressure them, basically in effect to silence the people that is in Australia. And that is quite unacceptable form of coercion. Basically, because of that pressure that people with a connection to China can potentially feel, there is incentive for those people to self-censor what they talk about in the public. So, for example, if I know that if I say something criticize the Chinese government and my family in China could be under pressure or that I could no longer travel to China, then I will be more circumspect about criticizing the Chinese government. In that sense, it does have quite a strong effect on freedom of speech in Australia, particularly for people with a strong connection to China, and that will be mostly be people in the Chinese diaspora communities.
What is a possible solution to ensuring that freedom of speech is maintained in Australia?
I think that the law enforcement agencies, as well as universities in Australia, they should take tougher actions to punish people who harass or intimidate others, or people who report the actions of Chinese students to, for example, the consulate. Those actions are unacceptable and there should be quite tough punishment for them. And from university side, that could include, for example, expulsion. That is one way to counter the harassment, intimidation. Unfortunately, there's very little that the Australian government can do about pressuring families that is in China. That's just the fact that there's not much we can do apart from calling out when it happens and report that when happens and sent strong statement to the Chinese government.
Yun Jiang ending that report by Talia Kreft.